High school sports season means lots of travel and lots of wear and tear on your vehicle. And if you don't have your car or truck well maintained, you need an unexpected roadside breakdown on your way to the big game. That's why you need to get your vehicle into Becker Auto Repair and Performance in Centralia. The highly trusted staff at Becker Auto Repair will check your vehicle over to make sure you are ready for those long nights. Does your car, truck, or van need tires? Becker's does that too. You can buy the size you need and have them mounted on site. Becker's has everything to get your vehicle in top shape. Call Becker Auto Repair and Performance at 785-857-3215. That's 785-857-3215. Becker Auto Repair and Performance in Centralia, proud sponsor of Centralia Panther Athletics on the TVL Spotlight. In sports, injuries happen. That's why the Hanover Wildcats are happy to have the Hanover Hospital as their local source for quality health care. Hanover Hospital prides themselves on providing state-of-the-art health care for every member of the family, just a short trip from home with a friendly and local staff who care for their patients. Visit their website at hanoverhospitalks.org or come see them at 205 South Hanover Street. The Hanover Hospital, proud sponsor of Wildcat Athletics on the TVL Spotlight. It's TVL Saturday, but on a Monday. Hello and welcome in to the TVL Spotlight. Jeff Ward's back in the studio. Snow would end up postponing some things on Saturday, but it looks like we are going to be able to get things in today as of recording time and crown a champion for the Twin Valley League. But first, when I left you on Friday, we had to figure out who was going to contend for that championship with a pair of games between the top four seeds in the bracket. We had a full day of boys basketball on Friday to recap, so let's get to it. We'll get to all of the games, but let's just go ahead and start in our two semifinal contests. First up, it was Axel taking on Clifton Clyde. And man, when you have as many pure athletes on the floor as we did in this game, you know we were going to see some fireworks. Isaac Detweiler, Coy Steinbrock, Eli Brockstrom, Drayton Reed, Seth LeClaire, so many big names, so many excellent athletes on the court. The list just goes on and on, and this game was so, so good. Right off the jump, the teams would trade bucket after bucket, and it was apparent that the biggest piece in this game was who would be able to slow down their opponent defensively. And while it would take a while, as usual, it was the Axel defense that made the plays when they needed to, and they would hold Clifton Clyde to just 5 second quarter points, and that usually potent offense under 15 in the first half as a whole. A remarkable achievement by the Axel defense and something we hadn't seen done to Justin Steinbrock's team maybe all year long. Axel would use that momentum rolling into the second half, and despite an excellent run toward the end by Clifton Clyde, with 20 fourth quarter points, Axel would hold on in a 51-44 game. Axel was led by 17 points from Eli Brockstrom, earning 9 of those coming from deep. Joining him in double figures was Isaac Detweiler with 12. He was 6 of 8 from the free throw line on the night. Actually, Axel as a team were at the line 20 total times on the night, sinking 13. 11 points came from Brandon Schmelsley. Mitchell Bussing added 6. Freshman Abraham Kostel finished with 3. And Colin Shaughnessy knocked down one shot for his 2 points on the night to round out scoring for Axel. In the loss, it was a terrific effort by Jack Scotchney. The 6-foot sophomore netted 16. Oliver Nobert had 9 of his 11 via the 3-ball, while Drayton Reed earned a portion of his by way of the and-one. Elsewhere, it was a 2-point night for Seth LeClaire, Peyton Fahey, and Coy Steinbrock. Clifton Clyde took a heck of a run at the Axel lead in the end, and if this game would have had just a couple of more minutes, it may have been a different story. But instead, it was Axel advancing to the championship and keeping their eyes peeled on what was to happen next in our second semifinal, that being Blue Valley and Hanover. Going into this game, there were storylines abound. The fairly new to the scene Rams taking on a team that is no stranger to this title game in Hanover. How would Blue Valley's fast-paced, high-octane offense do against a Hanover team that plays aggressive defensively and has been known to completely derail a team's plan? With both teams knowing how much was on the line, I knew this wasn't a championship game. Man, there was a buzz in that air, and it made it feel like many championship Saturdays have in the TVL. Hanover looked solid early with some really good defense, keeping the ball away from Ryan Stevens, holding him scoreless in the first period, and keeping Blue Valley to only 7 points as the Wildcats looked in prime position to advance. But with so much time left to go, Blue Valley wasn't fazed, and boy did they bounce back. 22 second quarter points as they would get hot from the three-point line, and they would take the lead back into the halftime locker room 29-21. Just like in the first game, Hanover would make a late-game charge, led by a 10-point quarter from Braylon Mine. Mine finished with 18 in the game, but Blue Valley would hold off Hanover 52-50. Again, had this game gone a couple of minutes longer, you have to feel Hanover could have turned the tide, as evidenced by a buzzer-beating three-pointer that brought the lead down to just one possession to end the game. Both of these games had all the makings of championship games, and none of the teams should hang their heads about their performance, with all teams proving, once again, that the TVL is the best league in the entire state. Let's take a look at scoring first for Blue Valley. It was 17 points from Jalen Pleasant. He took charge in the early going, with Stevens being guarded heavily in the first quarter. Pleasant would break out, and he, again, led scoring with 17. It was 10 apiece from Stevens and Brock Bergman. Dakota Krause netted 9. Skylar Zoller finished with 4. And Landon Sump knocked down a deuce for his contribution on the night in the Blue Valley victory. In the loss, as I said, Braylon Mine had a big second half. 10 points in the fourth quarter, 18 overall. Josh Zarbenecki had 8. 6 points came from Cole Meyer. Chase Bruna netted 5. With Brigham Bruna finishing with 4. Blue Valley was at the line 17 times on the night, knocking down 13. The free throws proving to be big in this game. And again, they get the victory 52-50 over Hanover. So the championship match is set. It is the 2-seed Blue Valley taking on the 4-seed Axtell. We saw tremendous games in the championship semis, but the finals look perfect as both of these teams are so much fun to watch. This game can go either way. Let's take a look at the rest of your Friday scores. It was Frankfort defeating Donovan West 51-31, Troy taking down Valley Heights 64-53, and Centralia rolling over Washington County 85-50. As I said earlier, Saturday didn't turn out exactly as we had hoped. As I assume all of our listeners know by now, Championship Saturday has become Championship Monday due to weather. But as of production time, it looks like we should be good to go. Let's take a look at your slightly modified schedule for the TVL Championship. We'll start on the girls' side. It is the Lynn Lady Bulldogs taking on Frankfort at a 7th place game, a 1 p.m. start for Lynn and Frankfort. That will go on in the secondary gym. In the 5th place game, it is the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs taking on Centralia. At 4 p.m., it is the Clifton Clyde Lady Eagles taking on Washington County for 3rd place. And in the championship game, it will be the Hanover Lady Wildcats taking on Donovan West. One programming note, the championships for the girls and boys, as well as the 3rd place game for the fellas, will all be on 95.5 KNDY tonight. Check those out again. Again, the championship for both the boys and the girls, as well as the 3rd place game for the boys on 95.5 tonight. Can't run both the 3rd place games because they are at the same time, but do have 3 games tonight here on KNDY for your listening pleasure. For the boys, it is a 2:30 start in the 7th place game for Valley Heights taking on Washington County. In the primary gym, it is the 5th place game between Troy and Centralia. At 4 p.m., it is the Clifton Clyde boys taking on Hanover, that the 3rd place game. And at 7:30, your previously mentioned championship on the boys' side. Number 4, Axville taking on at number 2, Blue Valley. Do check that out. Clifton, Clyde, and Hanover in the third place game, and Axville and Blue Valley in the championship game, as well as that girls' final, the Hanover girls taking on the West. A reminder, the early part of the day will be during school hours at Washington County, so some of the accessibility of the school has been changed from what we've had over the last few days. I have those guidelines up on social media. Do check those out. Just a little bit of changes made as to what halls you can and cannot enter over the afternoon. Again, that first couple of games, I believe, during school hours. So not as free roaming at Washington County as we have been. But again, I do have the guidelines up on social media exactly what we have going on. And then after school has let out at Washington County, I think everything will kind of go back to what we have had in the last few days. Championship Monday commencing in just a few hours now. I hope everyone enjoys themselves at the TVL tournament today. I will have updates all day long on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, I will be back tomorrow to review and recap and get you set up for your Tuesday action as we get back to the usual schedule of Twin Valley League basketball. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Monday. Thank you to all of the sponsors and all of the great listeners of the TVL Spotlight. Again, I will be back tomorrow with a brand new edition of the show. Have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow on the TVL Spotlight. For decades, the Washington Health Mart has been a mainstay in the city of Washington and a proud supporter of the student athletes of Washington County. Located at 227 C Street, Washington Health Mart is here for all of your prescription needs and offer common medications to get you back on your feet in no time. The Washington Health Mart, backing Washington County Athletics then and now. For information, call 785-325-3130 or visit them in Washington today. Coverage of Lynn Bulldog Sports is brought to you by Oldie Family Farms. Oldie Family Farms is a third-generation Christian dairyman company producing wholesome milk and quality cows. Their mission is to create a safe and prosperous environment for their employees and the animals that they care for. They are committed to focusing on sustainability and serving the community while providing wholesome products for their customers. To find out more, visit oldiefamilyfarms.com or call 785-348-5697. Oldie Family Farms, proud sponsors of Lynn Bulldogs on the TVL Spotlight.